are now joined by the great Carlos Santana and his son Salvador. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Andy.
How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Good.
So before we get into Carlos, let's talk about Salvador, because he has some new music and opening for his dad on tour this summer. Tell us a little bit about what this record's going to be, Salvador.
Sure. The record is called Fantasy Reality. It is my fourth album, but my second full-length record that I've put out. It's basically an album inspired by the idea to manifest your dreams and turn them into a reality. Mm. And I'm basically promoting as much consciousness into the music and into my messages as much as possible. So,
I like the premise. I'm a big believer in what you just talked about. And I say that regularly on this program. Carlos, we of course, Sal Cerencioni is a friend of ours, and he mentioned Santana 4. What is the status of that?
We finished it. It just needs to be mixed. Greg Raleigh, Neil Sean, Michael Carabello, Michael Shreves. We finished the album. We're going to mix it in September, because Greg right now is still out with Ringo and Neil with Journey, and I'm with my son. But we're going to get together in September and actually mix it, put it all together, and hopefully we'll be out by the fall or spring.
How exciting is that? Are you pleased with it?
I'm very, very grateful, you know, because there's so much energy and it's very vibrant. And coincidentally, about three nights ago, I just got back from Europe. And so I had a serious jet lag. I'm up and I'm watching this 2 o'clock in the morning. They show Woodstock, and I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I was like, oh, dang, it's a lot of energy, you know. And so it made me feel very, very grateful that we're still here with so much energy, and that's something to really celebrate, you know, to be vibrant, lucid, and with a whole lot of zest.
Carlos, you have been playing music successfully for so very long, and Salvador, you should listen to this answer, because you're going to need this. What in your opinion, why is it that you are still so vibrant after, what is it, 40 years?
50.
God. So what do you have a system?
Yes. The system is that I stay focused on curious innocence, you know, and thirst for adventure. So the for me is like a surfer, you know. You don't wait for the wave, you are the wave, you know. You bring it with you, and so ever since I started in Tijuana, I learned from my father that everyone is thirsty for righteousness, you know. Is people got to have certain things, they just got to have certain things, and for me it's a joy to be in your program, because you are transmitting, you know. We're in the, I guess, the way of life or business, whatever you want to call it, transmitting a frequency of uplifting, giving people courage. And like Bob Marley says, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. You know, mental slavery is the concept that you're a wretched sinner, you're a victim, and that you're not worthy of God's grace. That's what our music is about, to liberate you from that BS that it's a sign and design to make you fail. You know, we promote the frequency of you're significant, you're meaningful, and you can make a difference in the world. Soar.
Salvador, did you learn anything from that?
I learned everything I needed.
It freaks me out that they sound exactly the same.
I know it.
He just sounds like a younger version of him. Let me ask this. Carlos, when you were in Salvador's shoes, when you watching yourself on the stage at Woodstock, did you have any idea that you'd be able to keep making music decades later? Or was it kind of, hey, we're just going to ride this juggernaut as long as it goes?
I think it was both. You know, I didn't even know that they were videotaping it or recording it with cameras and stuff. I was so high on LSD and weed with, next to Jerry Garcia. I had no idea until Jimi Hendrix's lady, Devin Wilson, she says, "Hey, what are you doing?" I go, she goes, "Go upstairs, take a shower. I want to take you to the movies. Jimi Hendrix just left an hour ago to go to Maui." And you know, that's Jimi Hendrix was his boyfriend. So he says, I want to take you to the movie. He says, "What movie?" He says, "Woodstock." I go, "Woodstock?" He goes, "Yeah, didn't you know they made a movie about Woodstock?" I go, "No, you know." So I went to see the movie, like, oh, dang, you know. And so I see this, I'm seeing myself making this, the ugliest faces that ever be made other than Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, because you got to make some ugly faces to make them with beautiful notes, you know. So I'm watching Santana, Sly Stone, and Jimi Hendrix, and I'm going, dang, that's a whole lot of energy.
Well, the new record, Salvador, give us the name of the record again, and when is it out, or is it out now?
Yeah, sure. It's called Fantasy Reality, and it officially comes out next week, August 21st, and the single is out right now, Fantasy Reality, as well as the music video, the official one, that's out as well. You can check it all out on salvadorsantana.com, and the record will also be available on iTunes next week.
Plus, we've got Santana 4 just around the corner. Carlos and Salvador will be touring together this fall. And Carlos has a book out in the fall. Carlos, Salvador, thank you so much for the time. Have a great year and keep rocking.
Right on. Hey,
keep soaring.
Thanks, guys. Take it
easy.
Talk
to you soon.
Thanks. You kill my rhythm.
That was funny.
Two cool dudes.
That was fun.
Hey, when those albums come out, they happen to be in town, they should stop by and bring guitars.
Quarterback it. Boy, how hot would that be?
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great?